And she was extremely successful in arguing cases before the Supreme Court, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. And what I found so interesting from listening to hours of the recordings of her Supreme Court arguments, at least those that exist from 1955 forward, is you wouldn't call her a skilled orator. It was really quite workmanlike and very industrious arguments, if that makes sense. She really was eager to grab the justice's attention, and as she told students of hers when she was training them in oral advocacy in appeals, it's to speak very clearly and to speak in simple words and in simple sentences. But what she really sought to do was to make the justices ask questions. She considered herself a very boring speaker and flailed, she said, unless she was responding to questions. So her arguments are filled with lots of stops and starts. She would edit herself mid-sentence, but given her wonderful, inescapably New Orleans accent and the intonation and her command of the law, you can follow exactly the point that she's making.
So what did you take away from her life that's been useful in yours? What, you actually knew her? What did your friendship teach you?
I think the most important thing, and it was something I recall her very specifically teaching me, I remember once being in her apartment, and I must have shared with her that I was dating or somewhere along the line, and she, without a beat, she simply turned to me and said, "You know, you must always remain independent." And so it was this lesson that was so clear to her that career and ambition were necessarily something that I should strive for, I should pursue, and that I should not let other things get in the way. But by the same token, she was such, despite the awe and some intimidation I would sometimes feel in her presence, she was so sweet to me. I think she saw in me a little bit of herself, perhaps the little girl from New Orleans, given our similar backgrounds. There was one particular occasion where she gave to me a box. It was a present she had received, and it was still in the original white cardboard gift box. She told me that a dear friend had made it for her. She was deeply touched by that someone had gone to the effort of making this gift, but that she simply wasn't going to use it, and that if I would like it, she would like for me to have it. So I opened the box, and I saw a scarf, this very fuzzy, large, bright pink scarf that I couldn't imagine the elegant Bessie Margolin ever wearing. But what touched me more was a card that she had left in the box, and it said on it, "For the little girl from New Orleans." And it was the way someone had addressed her with this gift, and I was very touched that that's the way she gave it to me. So I learned a lot from her. I guess it was in terms of profession that the world could be my oyster. I'd have to work hard. I might have to work harder than men in some cases to be equally noticed. But that human dignity, friendship, all of those things were very important.
Well, there are a lot of lessons in this book for all of us. It's really fun to read.